Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. We're so honored to have our loyal listeners on tonight, and we're blessed to have another special guest on tonight. And this is a brother that was on almost a year ago, when we were doing our Mississippi series. And the brother's name is Sean Seals Muhammad, and myself and Dr. Ridgely was blessed to meet our brother when we were traveling in Mississippi. Dr. Ritchie had a speaking engagement at the Jackson Mosque, and it was after the meeting, and we were breaking bread together, and I had a chance to meet Brother Sean, and he introduced me to all his projects that his group is doing, the United Investment Group of Jackson, Mississippi. So I'm sure he'll be on shortly. Brother Sean, if you have a new number and I don't recognize your number, press the 1 on your dial, Brother Sean, and I will bring you in. So one of the reasons why Brother Sean was on the show is because in talking to him and getting to know him, he and his group, his investment brothers, are a good example of the prerequisite that's required to start building community. And that prerequisite, one of the prerequisites, is that you have to have like minds. Brother was blessed to be able to be a part of a group that came together that has a broad range of talents, a broad range of experience, different ages, and different energy levels. So they have much, if not all, the ingredients that's necessary to be able to build and to etch a part of the community that they can start to control. So I'm looking forward to Brother being on the show tonight. And Brother Sean, once again, if you're on, go ahead and press that 1 so I can see your number, and I'll bring you in. Allah willing, he'll be on shortly. And I have some notes in his background. I'm going to share that with you all. Brother Sean Seals Muhammad lives in Philadelphia, Mississippi. He's a member of Muhammad Mosque in Jackson, Mississippi. That's Mosque number 78. And he's been a member of the Nation of Islam since 1995. He is the chief executive officer of the group United Investments Group of Jackson, Mississippi. He is chief operational officer of a nonprofit group called Hollis Watkins Muhammad Human Development. He is also the owner and operator of Supreme Transportation Limousine Services. He, in addition to all this, he's part owner and project manager of Neshoba Estates Subdivision in Philadelphia, Mississippi. He's been involved in purchasing and developed commercial and residential properties. The brothers actually, his group, actually own the facility that houses the mosque. So if that's not a wonderful thing, here you are. How many of us have study groups or mosques, and we're paying rent to someone who is not a member of our mosque, let alone a black person? Wouldn't it be better if the members of the mosque or some of the members of the mosque actually own the facility of which we're renting or buying from? Well, that's the case in Jackson, Mississippi. So I'm looking forward to Brother Sean. If you're on, go ahead and press that 1 so I can bring you on in. Hey, I see you right now. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Sean.
Well, alaikum salam, Brother Carthus, Mom.
Yes, sir. How have you been?
By the grace of Allah, I'm hanging in there, brother, by the grace of Allah and his blessing. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well by that same blessing. I wouldn't be expecting. I'd be surprised if you were doing otherwise, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. I'm praising it to Allah.
Yes, sir. I was going over. I still had some your part of your bio, and I was going over your background with the audience. And I was refreshing the audience in case they didn't hear our previous show, you and I met, and why it was so important that I have you on my show. And I said you and the other brothers in the United Investment Group, you were actually meeting one of the prerequisites of building community, and that's coming together with like minds. And so just, you know, for me, it was such an experience to hear that you all were synergizing and working together and the progress you were making. And so what we like to do for this show is to give any updates, any successes you may have as your progress of your property development, your community involvement, and your outreach, and any challenges you may have had, you know, because everything is real. We know as we start to build communities and come together, we're going to have challenges. So if you can share those too. So what's been going on with you and the rest of the investment group in Jackson, Mississippi?
Well, at this point, as right now, the brothers are meeting. I have stepped out of the board meeting. We're meeting right now in Jackson at the 9/11 Palmero at the UIG building, which houses the mosque and businesses, braid shop, office spaces, in the restaurant, Sankofa Kitchen. Well, they are in their meeting now about the financials and everything else going on. We're always challenges to try to just sustain and keep this business going and this building going. And yes, we have been facing some challenges and some successes, but a lot of challenges at the same time. Yes, sir.
Of course,
so,
of course. Well, since I'm glad you shared that with me about your meeting. Our show is an hour, and we appreciate whatever time you can spare. But if you have to go back to the meeting, please let me know. But we're just glad to have you on.
No, sir. Well, I mean, I'm here just wait for your questions or whatever because they understand. Because one thing about when you start an investment group or with a group of brothers and sisters or brothers, at this particular juncture where we're at, we're like minds, so it's not developed around one individual. If I fall out, just like we do, and we're close in rank, so we just move down to the next chair, they go handle the business, and I get it later. And that's what we have to come when we're serious about developing communities, businesses, and actually doing the work on Elijah Muhammad and Honorable Farrakhan expecting us to do. We have to have, it shouldn't be no big I's, no little U's. Everybody is the same, and everybody is on like mind. So we function like that. So when I step out, another brother steps in. And we have an outside group, One Voice and stuff like that, honor Brother Hollis Muhammad, which is the pioneer, which is the chairman of the UIG and the MOG, what we have, Men of God in Philadelphia, that on the subdivision. They honor him, and now they're giving him a check that they raised money for this weekend. We had a event Sunday at Tougaloo College, Historical Black College, where he went to college at, to start the Civil Rights Movement. And he, so there was a group of mentors, and that they, at the, one of the speakers was, the one he gave the first job to was Brother Derek Johnson, who's the NACP National President, CEO. So they handed him a check in the board meeting right now of the money they raised for honoring him, Brother Hollis Muhammad.
Praise be to Allah. He's a brother well deserving of honor. I see our brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad is on. I'm going to open his mic. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam. I just hit the one button because, like, he was kind of floundering for a minute, waiting for the brother to come on, but he came on, and he came on strong. But now I got to ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, I think, did I just hear, okay, that's Brother Derek Johnson Thomas was his name?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Is he the head of the Mississippi NAACP or the national?
No, the national. He was in Mississippi, but he got elected last year to national. Brother Hollis gave him, he's a graduate from Tougaloo, a lawyer by trade. Brother Hollis gave him his first job with his company, Southern Echo, that he developed. So he mentored Derek to where he's at now.
Wow. Now, I knew Brother Hollis was a beautiful brother. I knew he was smart. He came here and helped me to pull weeds out of watermelons when nobody else came a long time ago. But, wow, this is a real, not only a pioneer, a real soldier, national influence. Oh, praise be to Allah. I'm listening to your speaking about your ups and your downs, but, man, I really, you know, I do all I can right now to keep Brother Carlton from leaving us and going there to work with y'all over there in Mississippi. I had to put a chain on him hold him down to the ground here because he really likes what you're doing, and I do too, and I can't leave because the farm is here, and my wife is here too, so I can't leave myself. But I like to say that I really love what y'all do, and even though you had me out there in that rain with them watermelons, I was glad y'all got back, and y'all just so beautiful, a beautiful spirit. I really enjoyed slinging the melons with y'all, and man, all I can say is, man, just keep it going. Anything that we can do to help, we'd be glad to do it. But y'all's story needs to be told. I know y'all been keeping it under wraps all these years, so you got it, you know, got it tight and got it down. But now the rest of the Nation of Islam and the country of black folks need to know what y'all have been up to and how y'all have done it and how y'all keep it going, because you are an example of what everybody else be talking about. I mean, you got the building, you got a restaurant there, the mosque is in the building that you all own, you're building homes. Come on now. What y'all trying to do? Start a nation? What y'all
yes,
doing?
Sir.
Y'all trying to start a nation
yes,
down there in Mississippi? What y'all doing?
Oh, yes, sir.
Crazy. Keep it going, brother. And as we develop here, we will definitely be calling y'all in for some advice and expertise.
Right.
And hopefully with some money one of these days. Y'all have enough, y'all can share with us. I don't want nothing from you right now. Cause I know you got to do all you got to do right up in there, but I believe y'all going to hit it big. One of them places y'all digging, you can find some gold or something like that. And all praises due to Allah. But y'all go ahead on. I'm listening. I'm driving, but I'm listening.
No, sir. I would love to hear you, Dr. Ridden. Thank you. And the UIG, United Investment Group, sent me with the money to buy the wallet. I say, buy them all if you can. And they, Brother Hollis said this, not let our nation suffer for nothing. He said, buy them all. We rented the truck to buy, and I borrowed a trailer, and we loaded whatever you had. And I said, I'm going to buy everything. Just give it to me. And people
wish we had more when you came up, but this was a terrible year in terms of volume. Last year was phenomenal. We told people last year that last year was phenomenal. This was a blessing from Allah. Don't expect this to happen every year, and it didn't happen this year, but pray Allah to happen better next year. But at least the watermelons were sweet, all praise due to Allah. But thank y'all so much, and we plan to see y'all again come this summer. And but y'all just keep it rolling out there. Just keep it rolling.
Yes, sir. But the quantity wasn't plenty, Dr. Ridley, or the size, but the quality was A1. People are still asking me about those while I'm in right now in Philadelphia and Jackson.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Hey, they say it felt like when their grandmother and grandfather used back in the day getting out the garden. So that quality was so perfect this year.
Praise be to Allah. Well, all praise due to Allah. We do it the old way. You know, we do it
the old way.
You know, no chemicals, no artificial fertilizers. We don't put a bunch of water on it. We put enough water to keep the plants alive if it's a drought, but we don't water them to get them big. What the devil does is that he gives them a lot of fertilizer, and then you put water on them, make them grow fast and make them grow big, but you can taste that sodium in the watermelon. Well, with ours, you don't taste no sodium. And this is why people say it tastes so good. Well, but it's your only taste of watermelon. You're not tasting no damn sodium, and you're not tasting other chemicals. You just taste the watermelon. That's something that we invented thousands of years ago in Africa, and it is a perfect food, and it can grow even in the desert. So you don't need all that water on it. But they just cheat, you know. But when you eat ours, you can tell the difference. Oh, praise due to Allah. So y'all go ahead with y'all conversation. I don't want like the watermelon man to take over. Oh, praise due to Allah.
Thank you, Dr.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
So, brothers and sisters, during the course of the conversation, if you have a question or a comment or anything that Dr. Ridgely or Brother Sean or myself may have said, go ahead and press the 1 you dial, and before the end of the show, I'll bring you on in the queue. So, brother, last time we talked, last October, you were involved in several things. You were working on your subdivisions in Philadelphia and Jackson. You had built a relationship with the Imam Wardeen Muhammad's community. You had relationships with both mayors in Philadelphia and also in Jackson. And
yes,
so if you can just talk about, just bring us up to speed on whatever you think our listeners would be most interested in on what you all are working on right now, or the progress of any of those other projects that you're working on.
The last 6 to 9 months, I've been away from the project in Jackson because it's kind of a standalone project. Like I said, we have 6 board members on this project in Jackson. So, but my 6 to 7 months bit on a new structure in Philadelphia, the new home, and Allah has blessed us. We're probably 75% finished, but a sister come and contracted the house already. So now I got December the 16th to finish, and she got to be in there. It's already sold, and this is our first house. So she's already approved and all that, and she already contracted the house. It's not even finished. So I've been diligently night and day, 7 days a week, myself. I run that project mostly myself. The investors, the 2 other investors of the UIG group, is not all of us on that. It's just 3 of us from the UIG group called MOG, Men of God. That's the same, Brother Hollis and Brother Lewis and myself. So we are finishing the house. But before Allah blessed us, because I have never put a sign or nothing out there, before I'm finished, someone already contracted the house for the 16th of December. So Dr. Rizzi is right. Allah is going to bless us. And all we got to do is believe in Allah, came to the person of Messenger of Allah, and his promise. Because we went on nothing but faith. Because we went nothing but faith on this home. This is the first house we built. We own about 30-some lots left. But this is the first house we said, let's build ourselves. And let's see what we can do. So we was expecting 2 to 3 months. You know, I had other people coming by while we were building on it, that it might sell or not, because the price tag is $150,000 above. So, this person came in last week, and I signed with the attorney and her broker. It's already sold. I just got to get it out of here. So,
man, that's a blessing.
So I'm just telling the believers, we got to stop all this talking and go to work and believe in Allah who came to Mesra. I can't even nail a nail, but I have just my second house to build from the ground. And I did the first house with the Imam and Dr. Ali.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, what about the project that you were working with? I think it was the New Medina project.
Right, New Medina. That's what the first house we did in our subdivision. The lady, the sister, brought the property from us, and he's a contractor as well as a OGBYN doctor. He's a contractor. He have a contracting company. I worked for him to complete the house. That's my first house that I built from the ground up on our property, but it was management under the Imam Imam community, Dr. Ali. Rashad Ali, under his company. So we're still working together, but this is the first time the Nation of Islam and the owner of the property, the members of the nation of who's the partner, that we said we're going to, I've done it for him, we're going to do it for ourselves on our property and see how it works. And Allah already showed us how it works.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we still work at the concert, but sir, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, we still work in concert with the Imam community, but this one we just actually did it ourselves without a body. The other house that was already had we were building for a young sister, but this one we just built on faith and say B and see what they purchase it. And there are several people in line waiting to purchase, but I haven't even finished it, so I didn't ever put it on the market. But this person, no, I'm not going to let you put it on the market. I'm going to contract it now.
Yes, sir. So, brother, in our nation, we have actually quite a few people with, you know, construction skills, real estate skills. We have attorneys. We have people, all kinds of people with skilled trades. So, say, for example, we have these people that are interested in coming together to do for self. How would you advise people to form their groups? You know, how do you select? How do you find like minds? Yes, sir.
I humbly suggest, first of all, you said every key component that we've already been doing for the enemy. We always had that in our black community or in the nation. But what we did not have is the first thing that we should have is love for the brotherhood and the sisterhood. See, before you do all those key components that you just say, we always had that. We do it for the devil all the time, or the enemy. But we do not have that for love, for the brotherhood, sisterhood. We talk the talk, but we don't have the love, because without love, none of those pieces don't come together. So the brothers on the staff with me, that we truly love each other. And the resistance is good. It don't come from the enemy because we know he's going to do what he does. But the resistance comes from the believers.
Mm-hmm.
Envy and jealousy is running rampant in our nation. If it don't come directly from the minister and the people around the minister, we feel like it's not valid. But we don't take the teaching that he gave us to do what we're supposed to do, because he tells us all the time, yes, you love me, but he wants to see, do we love each other?
Yes, sir.
So that's the key component, because the skill set always been there and always will be there, but the love of one another is not there. And
preach,
being just
preach. Preach,
the envy
preach,
and jealousy
preach.
Of us when somebody walk out on faith and say, be, and we're going to bring some brothers and sisters with us, and we're going to trust each other, and we're going to have the love that we'll die for each other, and we'll live for each other. And we have that, then we can build the investment group. We can't build anything without unlimited, unwavering love for each other and for the teaching. And that's what governs us.
Come on.
We're not governed by the devil or the enemy's laws or things. We respect his laws. We try to obey his law. But the first law is what the messenger gave us. And that's what we govern ourselves by. So when we get out of line in meeting with each other, we go back to the teachings and say, hey, you know, we don't supposed to behave like this.
Come on now.
Then we get in line. Then we go to the business, because we don't put nation back last or God last. We put God, and then we open with prayer, we close with prayer. And we always acknowledge the humble life, the humble Lord's fire, and whatever we're talking about.
Come on now.
So when we do that, when we do that, then the like minds are already there.
I done heard that type of talk before. Ain't you, Brother Carlson? Ain't you heard that type of talk before? That it's all about love, and we got to know each other first. Now, see, these brothers and sisters are just simply doing what we've been told to do, but you can't fake love, okay? You can talk it, but you can't fake love. People know when there's love. After a period of time, they'll know when there's love and when there's not. And that's our problem. We just don't love each other the way the minister loves us. Now, we say we love the minister, but do we love what the minister loves? The minister loves us. Allah, King of the Persian, Master Farah Muhammad, the Imam Elijah Muhammad, love us. And we love those three. But when it comes to each other, because of our insecurities and our envy and jealousy and worried about somebody getting a leg up on us, worried about somebody using us, we break down the unity and wind up doing nothing. So, man, I really appreciate you preaching tonight. Oh, praise the dude to Allah. So y'all go ahead.
I tried not to preach Dr. Rizzi, but I guess Allah can do what he wanted to.
Preach.
I'm just saying that.
Go ahead.
I've been in the nation registered since 1995. I've been around since 1991. And I hear a lot of talk. See, and what fueled us in Mississippi, because the humble Elijah Herman said, when the South rise, it's all over. And then when we go to Savior's Day, when we go all across and meet believers anywhere, and we say we from Mississippi, and they like, huh, oh, really? Like their message of black man say something different than ours. And so that put fuel in us to say, we're going to put this in action and show the whole nation that Allah came in the person to save us. And don't forget that the humble Elijah Herman is from Georgia, not Chicago, not L.A., not Detroit.
Come on now.
He's from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's from Georgia and he's from the deep south, why did everybody in the northern think they are better? Because that's where he landed up and started at. See, that's the problem. We have the, we running from racism from the devil or the enemy, But we go into it with our own self. Say, I'm from Detroit. I'm from number one. I'm from number two. But do you have what Allah blessed us to have? Are you doing the work what Allah blessed us to do with the enemy? Don't hide his hatred towards us, and we still go in his face and do it right there in his face.
That's right.
Right there, and, right there, right there, right there.
And we're still in his face where everybody else would be scared to death to come down here. I live in Philadelphia, Mississippi. That is the known, it was two cities that Martin Luther King, Dr. King was scared. He said he feared for his life. There's only two cities out of the whole thing. It wasn't Selma. It wasn't Birmingham. It was, he said, Chicago and Philadelphia, Mississippi. And I've been living there all my Islamic life. I travel an hour and a half to Jackson, to the mosque, and to now the UIG building and the mosque. And I fear nothing because Allah is sufficient for all our needs.
We have to have courage. Go ahead, brother.
So
now, this is
now the business part. The business part, we're learning, but we learn it together. We fall, we get up. We try and error. But the one thing we don't lose in this is love for one another. You know, and we don't. And that's the brotherhood. He said, how do you know they came from death to life? When they love the brotherhood. So we love each other. Even though we got different skill set on the board and we got everybody don't do the same thing, everybody don't have the same abilities. But at the end of the day, we love each other. And that's the key component, Dr. Risley and Brother Carson, the key component for the any investment group or any group. That's why we say united. Look at the words, united investment group. Before you be an investment group, you got to unite. And before you unite, you got to love each other to unite.
Brother, people say use that word love all the time. Okay?
Yes, sir.
They use how do you define love? And how do you make it happen?
Well, the lecture that Minister Farrakhan done years ago gave me clear instructions what is love. Love is duty. Love and duty is the same.
Come on.
So love and duty. We all should watch that once. I listen to that once again. Because I'm dutiful to the board members. I'm dutiful to the mosque. I'm dutiful to my family. I'm dutiful to our people and to our nation. So if you're not doing anything and you don't have obligation, you don't love. So I don't use that, but Dr. Risen, this is probably the longest I'm going to say love in the whole 2019. I probably ain't used that word, but this day, because I don't use that. I don't even tell my wife if I'm not in the feeling of it and really mean it. I don't just say I love you because it's just a thing to say. I don't play that. You know, I don't even tell my children that unless I mean it. Because I teach them not to play with that word. That word is so dangerous. But if you don't have no work and no action behind it, I'm sorry.
No, man. I mean, it's like I'm busy doing things, you know, right now. You know, I was doing something. You know, I'm always trying to finish something up. My wife, we always trying to finish something up what we started. You know, it's a matter of duty. And that's what a man and a woman, grown people, do, you know. But the enemy has got it so that your word don't mean nothing, and you don't have no feeling of duty or responsibility to nobody else except your lower nature self or what you want for yourself. but you don't look at what you owe others and what you owe Allah. You know, you owe God because you got life. But the enemy has made you think that life is just an accident. So you don't even have to have appreciation for what God gives you. So if you don't have appreciation for what God gives you, how can you show love and appreciation to others? How can you give of yourself when you don't feel that nobody gave you anything? You think, well, I just got it all myself. You know, it just happened like that. No, you got it from the Creator. You got it from God.
Yes, sir.
So thank you so much, brother, for clearing that up.
Dr. Reed, you want to act a second time. The second thing I define love, because I drove 6 to 7 hours to get the Wallamans from our farm and back.
Mm. Come
on. I felt like it was my duty, because you and the other believer in your wife worked your butt trying to develop a crop. My duty as your brother, as I love you and I met you personally here at that building, that I would not let you go wanting for anything in my powers. So I told the board, let's get our pennies together, and I'm gonna rent a truck, and I'm gonna get a trailer, and we're gonna go try to get all that we can. And I don't know how we're gonna sell it, I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna get it. If they have to ride now, we have to give them away to everybody. Let's go get this thing, because I watched your videos with your hat on, with the scarf on, and that tractor. Brother, if I love you, I would not let you do that and try to galvanize and try to pull our resources together and relieve you on some of the stuff, because what we gave you wasn't worth what you deserve and your wife and the nation. But I just got to throw a rock at it. I might can't throw a bomb at it, but I got to throw the rock at the enemy. Just putting what we're doing
right
together to help you.
Well, you know,
yeah, yes, sir.
Well, thank you. All praise due to Allah, and I'm so glad you didn't have to throw away a bunch of old rotten melons, that you're able to move them. But, you know, we have an advantage also over enemy, because we got seeds in our watermelons now. Now, everybody, you got seeds in them, they stop. You know what I mean? So, you know, we
yes,
thank
sir
the enemy for being stupid and taking the seeds out of his watermelons. Oh, praise
right
due to Allah.
And Dr. Risley, that I was doing a program in the community in Philadelphia, and our young brothers was Sutan, my son that you met, age 15. All the young brothers calling me like a girl, like I was a girlfriend, and sending their numbers to me because they were underage of working, and nobody would give them a chance. Over 7 young brothers that come to work at my car wash, and I have no work for them. And what we did, it was called Save Our Sons campaign. No, Save Our Young Men campaign. And they sold those watermelons, and we did that as a fundraiser to pay them.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
And I post on Facebook every time somebody come and buy one or come get their car washed, and that would help me pay them for the 3 to 4 weeks that we could hold the watermelons, and people come and got them $5 to $6. For the pain to pay those children.
Mm. Praise be to Allah. Well, you know,
so our
people
will support if we do a good cause.
Yep. Yep. And we have a good product. I mean, you know, let's talk about, you know, your wife and her products. I mean, with her baked goods. If you have a good product,
yes, sir.
You know, our people will buy your stuff. Black folks will, white folks will, but you got to have a good product. And like, I love the way my brother Sean here say, he said, be and it is. Well, you know, it's taking him, 9 months to finish his house, so the be ain't as quick as the it is ain't as quick as you might want to be, okay? But see, that's that mystery of God. We think that, you know, when God say be and it is, it's just going to pop out of nowhere, you know, exactly now. But there's a process. But if you believe and know what you're doing, you say be, you can make it at is, but you can't quit before you finish. But that's the God, that God part that you all are demonstrating by saying be and it is. You didn't know how you're going to sell that house. All you know is you're going to build that house. And you felt that if you built it right, somebody would come and buy it. and look at it. They saw it.
And Dr. Reed, let me even give you even more detail. We got halfway in the house. One of the partners put cash in the house. We got halfway in the house. We ran out of money. And then I went to the enemy that I went to school with, who's a banker, and he gave us an interest-only loan to finish the house.
Mm.
Wow.
See, Allah is going to work for you if you believe. We didn't have to buck dance. We didn't have to do it. He gave us loans that enemy don't even, he don't even give it to his own self unless his friend.
What do you say? You say interest only? What do you mean by that?
That's right. Interest only. That's called, see, we don't know that. That's why they get so ahead of us in their business. They open their business. They get a what you call a, just call it open note. You don't have a note. You get a certain amount of money. You just pay the interest. And we had to,
wow.
We got to pay the interest until we finish. They just get their money. We don't pay nothing but interest loan. We don't pay a note. They go get their money when we sell the house. So that is the secret. Why you always wonder why we don't make it in business. They might go 5 years with interest only and have 3 years getting that in the loan, that salary for 3 years in there. So they don't have to make a dime in the business because they aren't paying a note.
Wow.
They depend on the interest or the face value of the money. That is the biggest secret business that we get. That's why you see black business, we have a note so we open. Or don't have any working capital at all.
Man, that's a lesson in itself. I ain't never heard that before, brother.
Look it up. It's called open note interest only. And that's what happened. That's what do on the farms, Doc. That was all the farms in Mississippi is open note with Caucasians. They pay no notes on no machinery or anything.
So they're not tying up no assets.
That's right.
Wow. Man, I tell you, there's a whole different world, their world and our world.
That's right.
And we're trying to make it in their world, playing the game that they don't even play. They have a whole different set of rules that they play.
But Allah, Dr. Rizzi, came in person, the message for Muhammad, opened the doors up. All we got to do is walk in. He's going to make friends and make their enemy to do what he don't even want to know why he's doing it.
Oh, praises to Allah. Wow. This
but
is,
I
this
lack
is,
a belief.
Now, look, I want everybody to listen to this now. This black man in Philadelphia, Mississippi,
yes, sir,
went to the white man's bank. And the white man gave him the type of loan that they only give to white folks. And you black folks up north catching hell, losing every damn thing you got because of these mortgages. And yet you want to stay up there and suffer because you think that you're better than the brother in Mississippi. But the brother in Mississippi got the white man to go along with his program. Not he go along with their program to their advantage, but a program to his advantage, and y'all still up there suffering in them big northern cities with them cracker Jews. They ain't gonna give you nothing but a way for you to lose everything, and you don't want to come on down and help a brother like this to build Wakanda? What's wrong with ya? I'm gonna shut up. All praise to the law. Go ahead.
No, teach that. I mean, that's just a lot. I know we, Brother Carter, we had it set that we're, but Brother, we talk about our baby successes so much and you know, about what we plan to do or what we in our mind and dropping all these bean soup scientists theology and don't have $10 in our pocket and we don't even have anything to show for. We just dream these pipe dream things, but we have to put the rubber on the road. We have to show us that Allah is God, who came in the person of Master for a moment. We have to show our people, our children, why they will stop leaving the nation so rapidly because we're not showing them.
Come on.
We're not showing them that Allah did come in the person of Master for a moment. You can do if you trust in Him and if you live, try to live the life. Am I a perfect Muslim? No. Do I do everything right? No. I'm terrible Muslim. I'm striving to be better. But for do I believe, you cannot beat me in it. Do I have faith? You're not gonna have bigger faith than me. You're not gonna have it. I'm in Mississippi, man.
Come on.
I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
Come on now.
So when I go to Savior's Day, I'm proud, and one of my partners always say, when the brothers act funny, we say, where y'all from, brother? Mississippi. And they, oh, okay. And one of my partners always said, what if they knew what we had?
Right.
They wouldn't be doing us like this or talking to us like this, like we second-class citizens in the nation.
Mm, come on.
If you only knew what your little brother is working on, you would join arms with him and not look down on us.
Right.
But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that we got to love our people more than to hate themselves. So if you treat us that way, we just say, yes, sir, some like them. Praise be to Allah. We go on to the next one.
Well, I'll let you ask one, let you know.
Because this is the truly.
Go ahead,
is a truly statement that we make, that they do not know what they do. The enemy knew what he was doing down us, beating us up and doing what he's doing here. But our brothers and sisters in the north, in the bigger, larger mosques, not know what they do when they look down on their young brothers just down here in the south who's struggling. But we so used to it, that's why we're coming out of it.
Come on.
The enemy never showed us no friendship here, so we ain't fooled by them.
Come on now.
They never pat us
on
our back.
Now.
They always slap us on our head. So we understand that who our enemy is and who our friends are. Just our friends don't know he's our friend.
Come on. And that's so true, brother. That trick of integration and that trick of getting us into corporate America, and where we go around with a briefcase and sit in the air condition and have them poke crackle around us smiling. You know what I mean? You ain't in the boardroom. You just working down as an employee with a bunch of other poor white folks. They may have a little bit more than you, but they're poor white folks compared to the boss. You don't even never meet the real boss, but you think you didn't arrive. You just arrived to another class
when
of
we
work.
Do be in there. When we do be in the boardroom, they have a meeting before the meeting, they have a meeting after the meeting. So you're never in the real meeting.
Woo! Tell it.
You're never in the real meeting. You're not making the real decision. They already discussed the decision before you got there. And that's why you think you're there. You think you made it, but you haven't because you're not even in the real meeting.
Uh-oh.
You window dressing.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Teach Muhammad. Tell it.
So people always ask, why does it seem like the minister now was successful, then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was successful in business and life? And I got a story for that, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was writing on a blank sheet of paper. But we got all these Negroes with all these degrees, so he can't write on the paper that's already written on.
Ooh, woo.
Okay.
Are you trying to tell me that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was successful because he had people who realized that they didn't know nothing and they was willing to be taught, but now every Negro who got a degree or half a degree, it was associate degree, they think they know something and can't nobody tell them nothing except their white boss? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan is catching heck with us because we already got our papers, already got letters already on it.
Ooh, wait. Listen to him. Talk.
Now, a brother like me who have no letters in front or behind his name, I took everything the minister teach us because I have nothing else because I know I don't have nothing else except for the nation. I have none of this.
Before
I met the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, I didn't know nothing and still don't know nothing but what he teach me.
Come on now.
So I'm an open book right on me, Brother Minister. I'm here to forever And what he, if he leave us today, I'm still going to draw off. And that's why you always hear me refer back to. The unbelievers say, you ask me what was love mean to me? I don't have no understanding of love. I'm going to tell you what I was taught what love was. It's love and duty that the unbelievers for our country. So once we start trying to philosophize on our own self, lean not on your own understanding. When God has sent you someone to give you what he wants you to know and what he wants you to understand. So what I say, what the minister says. If the minister said, I don't have nothing to say.
Well, I'd like to thank the opportunity for me being down here on the farm, for this farm breaking this PhD's back. I thought I was smart, but coming down here, dealing with nature and the reality of things, I realized that I ain't so smart. And so when y'all see me in pictures with the minister, you will not see me with a proud look on my face because I submit and bow. Because I know God when I see God. I know what the minister represents and what he has done for us and what he's doing and what he's fighting and how the love he got, super love. So I bow with all my degrees. I bow. And it says, use me. And whatever you can do,
Dr.
use me.
And Dr. Rizzi, when I see you with the minister, I cry a lot because I feel like I ain't helping you enough to make his word bond to what you're trying to do for him and us.
Mm.
See, that's nothing. Just don't be ashamed of where you at in position. But it's up to us to uphold that your word be bond to him and to the nation. We're not buying the products.
Right.
We're not eating the products. We're not doing anything
right.
to help you. We got all these skills that Brother Carter started at the beginning of this thing, saying we got this, we got that. We've been always having that.
Come on.
We ain't got the love to say, I need to use this to help Dr. Rizzo. I need to use that to help that sister who's selling something. I need that to this brother product or this brother Carter where he don't have to go anywhere. I need to send money and business his way so he can be strong where he is so he can have an extended arm to Mississippi.
Hmm. Come on.
We don't have the love for each other for that. But we
well,
got
you
love
know,
for
brother,
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Come on now. Come on now. You know, we got caught up in this, I call it this prosperity teaching.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Instead of teaching about the brown germ, teaching about envy and jealousy, teaching about love and respect and working together in unity as a group, you know, the Elijah Muhammad in the first resurrection, he had us to get a tape of ants, okay, and study the ants to learn what you got to do if you're going to build something. You got to have one for all for one. But we don't do that. We think that we deserve the money, good homes and friendship and all walks of life. Yeah, you deserve it, but how are you going to get it and keep it underneath the enemy's territory, underneath his power? No, we're going to have to get it collectively together and have a area of territory. And what's going to be that area of territory? Where it's going to be? And what eight states going to be? Well, look, just think. One of them is going to be Mississippi. One of them is going to be Alabama. And one of them is going to be Georgia.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Write that down. Those
yes,
are three of the eight right there. You can guarantee that's going to happen. All right? So go ahead on and start selling that junk you got elsewhere else and come down to these three to start off and then look at the ones right around us, like South Carolina and Louisiana, because these were the states that we almost bought after slavery. We almost
mm-hmm.
bought these states until they burned us out. 16 million acres we had bought till they burned us out. So this, we already done bought it one time. We just got to come and take it again. This time we go keep it because we got a plan. We got a God with a plan.
And Dr. Rizzi, and I love that what you said about the ant. See, if we study the ant, Dr. Rizzi, while we on our Bahama vacations and all that during the summer, the ant is working.
Come
this
on
is the time he's vacationing now because he has stored up all during the people sport and play time. He's working. And then in the winter time, if you saw the ant and the grasshopper played all summer.
Come on now.
And then they didn't tell the real story at the end of the summer when the grasshopper actually died. The ant actually ate them and put them in their home and they chilled through the window. That's the reality. See, that was the deal.
Come on now. Tell it. That's the real deal.
They just made it nice, saying the ant fed him over the wintertime in the story, the fairy tale story, whatever they do, whatever they call it in school. But the real story, the grasshopper died, and they became the ant's food at the end, and they drug him in the comb, and they chilled out on his meat for the rest of the winter.
Okay,
that's why.
Yeah.
That's the real story.
That's the rest of the story.
And that's why when believers go home to the 8 hours job and tell my I think I'm gonna go to vacation. And I'm just gonna look at what we're gonna do, and we don't have a nation. We don't have anything for ourselves. Then in wintertime when it get cold, you can't pay the light bill, the water bills, and all this because you can't go out and work no more. Now you're up there looking crazy because you paid at the time you should be working.
Come on now. You teaching that, brother.
And those bills eat us up.
And they eat us up every year. So we wait till January to tax time in February, and then we do it again.
Wow. Come on now. Idiots.
So now that's how you start the investment group, brother. I'm sorry to take it all the time, brother DeCarson, but that's how you actually start the investment group. We got to rechange our thinking. We got to rechange our love for each other. We got to rechange. We got to be in the world but not of the world. We cannot do what the world is doing and saying we're going to get a different product. We cannot do it.
So, Brother Sean, you got to have friends. These got to be people you know. In other words, you got to know them over an extended period of time, not just somebody who's come up and say, Assalamu alaikum. No,
right.
These are people you got to eat together. You got to work together. You got to work over time together so you can really see that you can trust one another and each one of you got your back. Now, that's the ones you sit down and invest with.
Yes, sir. Then you go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do two projects. Then you try all and everything. Then not the messenger try the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. So
that's
we
right.
Can
Come
try
on,
each other. We got to watch each other. We got to try each other, man. We got to be looking at each other. We got to understand. We got to see how we act in different situations.
Come on now.
And then, so you don't try to come out there and get a whole big cow. You just get a calf first.
Come on now.
We
Come
try
on
to
now.
Jump too big, and that's why we get disappointed. Disappointment is a major setback in life, but I've been disappointed so much, it's numb to me. I just get up and go and do something. Let's get it.
I know what you feel like, brother, because I don't know what things go right for too long. I get worried.
And you should.
Something don't break, I get worried, brother.
Well,
I learned how to deal with disappointment.
This, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
But, Deshaun, you said at the beginning you broke out of your board meeting to come to us, and I was afraid that you wouldn't be going to be on the show but maybe 30 minutes or 45 at the most. But we made it all the way through the hour, brother, and I'd like you to really thank your board for lending you to us for this hour because we've benefited so much.
I will, brother. They still working. They still meeting, so I'm going to go in there. I probably won't get on about midnight tonight, but all praise it to Allah.
Crazy to
well, brother, thank
you so much.
You very
brother.
Much. Please thank them. And, brother,
yes, sir.
May Allah bless you. And, Dr. Vision, you wanted to have any closing words for Brother Sean?
All I can say is that I'm just trying to keep you away. I'm talking about you, brother. Brother Carlton want to go there so bad, brother. You can go visit, Brother Carlton. You can go visit, but you got to come back and help
can,
us.
Can I go, can I go visit?
Huh? You can go visit. Yes, sir. You can go visit.
Okay.
I might go visit with you. But I think they're doing is so great. It is so great. It is so great. And I'm glad you expressed yourself the way you did to let people know what is real. And we got to take care of this envy and jealousy and big eyes and little U's and looking down on people. Come on, y'all. We're supposed to be a brotherhood and a sisterhood. Allah came to raise us up, not to make a bunch of slaves out of us and people walking around with the teachings, but then using it to beat up on the other believers. Come on, y'all. Let's stop this foolishness. Let's go ahead and do for self and work with one another. But find yourself a group. That's why these ministries are so important. If we would take up these ministries,
yep,
so that we can learn each other through activities, then we can find out who we can work with, who can we can invest with, and who we can build with. The minister gave us the instructions of these ministries, but we slept on the job.
That's right.
Let's get it going.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brother Sean. Thank you, Dr. Visually.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to end the show, and please tune in next week. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum
alaykum salam.
My ears are so young.